This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, represents the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, and he's the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. He'll also be a member of the House Majority once again come January, given the results of Tuesday's midterm elections. We want to get his thoughts on that, as well as what we can expect from the new Republican majority on issues related to spending and taxes. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on your own reelection effort. Certainly a good night for Republicans. For the most part, it was a dominant night, only a few Republican-held seats going to the Democrats, plus 60 for the Republicans. A lot of different issues out there, from the size of the deficit to the health care bill. What do you think most of all was responsible for the good night for your party?
You know, I think the main one was most Americans are just so disturbed by the size of the deficits, how badly the economy is being managed. You know, they see this growth in government and the size of this health care plan, for example, and all the new regulations and the talk of all the new taxes, and just feel like government's spinning out of control and Washington's not listening to them. So I think we, the people, decided to have their voices heard loud and clear, and they did. And now it's up to Washington to listen to them.
As a member of the Ways and Means Committee, of course, that's the tax writing committee, one of the big issues that did not get resolved prior to the elections and will likely come up in some form or fashion in the lame duck session, is the extension of all the Bush tax cuts, or just for the middle class, depending on what the Democratic majority for the next few weeks wants to do here. The president seems like he's ready to deal on this. What are you sensing?
Well, we can't believe that anyone let these tax issues go up till the final months. We've known for years that they were expiring. They should have been dealt with a long time ago so people had more certainty, businesses had more certainty. You know, our main concern is in the lame duck. You know, if we don't know yet what the Democrats' game plan, if they're going to, you know, extend them all for a year or two, if they're going to only do the middle-class tax cuts and try to increase them on professionals and small businesses, or the worst-case scenario is they let them expire and say, you know, that's your problem to deal with. We think that the last option, obviously, is the most irresponsible, but we honestly don't know what they intend to do.
In terms of some of the other taxes, and you and I have touched on this before, but other taxes are set to expire as well, including the dividend tax cut, the capital gains tax breaks, and for many small businesses and family farmers and just citizens around the country, the estate tax, which will not only not be zero next year, but it'll go back to where it was a decade ago at 55% of folks' estates. What's the plan on that front?
We don't know, and I'm sorry for saying that, but the Democrats have had no discussion with us on the death tax or any of these now for several years. We have a bipartisan consensus to lower the death tax permanently, exclude most estates from it. We think this is sort of good transition step that saves our family farmers and all small businesses. We haven't been able to get a vote on it. So if I had to predict, Greg, I would predict that they're going to allow the death tax to come back full to life January 1st, which will really have a devastating impact on our farms and our small businesses.
Are Republicans ready to put the elimination of the death tax back in retroactive if it lasts that long till the next Congress?
Yes, we are, and it'll be one of our priorities. Our belief is that we need to take all tax increases off the table, whether it's a recession or good times. Our country is overtaxed, and simply trying to increase revenue to fund an ever-growing and unsustainable size of the federal government, just the wrong direction. We think the vote this week was a vote to say we don't want to pay more for a bigger government. We want to pay less for a much smaller one.
Let's move on to spending now, because obviously that goes along with the revenue policies as well. Where do you sense that the $100 billion that Eric Cantor has promised is most likely to come from?
You know, I think we're going to start first in the lame duck session is what will be a battle on that. Right now, we're told Democrat appropriators have put together about $1 trillion spending package that will fund most of government for next year. Includes 3,000 to 5,000 earmarks that no one yet has seen, and there'll be a fight, obviously, on the floor this November over that spending package. We just don't think this country can afford it, and so at that time we'll be offering, if we're given a vote at all on amendments, specific cuts to try to get us back. We think we have to start right back shrinking the government to the pre-bailout, pre-stimulus levels. But even that's just a start.
Congressman, in terms of the major spending cuts that will need to come in order to reduce the deficit in a really significant way, whether it's entitlement spending or some other areas, just how ready are you and your colleagues to roll up your sleeves, and what ideas might we be hearing about in the early days of next year?
Well, it's clear this new Republican majority cannot be like the last Republican majority when it comes to spending. And we're going to start with some discipline, you know, putting in place a freeze on hiring on the federal government is one of the ideas we're looking at, except for security personnel in the military, capping the size of federal government, forcing lawmakers at the federal level to make those decisions to slow the growth of government. In fact, we can't just slow it. That's not good enough. We're actually going to have to shrink the size of this government down to something that's far more fuel efficient, far more of an incentive for economic growth. That won't happen overnight, but if we put in the right disciplines to begin with, it'll make that job, I think, more predictable and easier down the road.
Congressman, Ways and Means, of course, was one of the committees that had some jurisdiction over the health care bill as well. Are you in favor of going after this thing and trying to repeal it all at once, or will a piecemeal approach be your preference?
You know, I think we ought to do both. I think we ought to take a repeal vote and send that to the president or to the Senate, because I think that's what the majority of Americans want. And if you've looked at the health care chart we developed on the new law, you'll see tweaking it a bit, as the president has said, is not going to give us the types of reform that we need or can afford. Also, though, while that's happening, we ought to pick out the worst parts of this bill for specific individual repeal, as well as zero funding, the implementation of it, because without, you know, the purse strings, without dollars flowing into these regulatory agencies, they can't implement it. The other final point is I think we ought to work with states with coming up with free market ideas and challenge Washington and those who administer this new law to stop these free market ideas at the state level.
Last 30 seconds here, Congressman. You and I have talked about the jobs issue many times. We'll get a new report tomorrow from the Labor Department. You talked about the certainty of the tax code and some other areas. What else do you see as key to putting job creators in a position to do more job creation?
You know, I think just announcing that cap and trade is dead, so companies don't have to worry about higher energy costs, taking those tax increases off the table is going to create a lot of certainty. I think taking a hard look at all the regulations in the health care bill and the financial reform bill, all of which drive up costs, is key. And then we all look at incentives for companies to hire. But I'll tell you, companies aren't waiting for what Washington will do for them. They've been putting things off because they're scared of what Washington will do to them. We need to remove that.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great to have you with us. We look forward to talking to you in the new Congress.
Greg, thank you.
Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, top Republican from the House on the Joint Economic Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.